Welcome back to Latinas Watching Bravo, everyone. I'm so excited. We have our Dubai co-host with us who always makes me laugh. And I love her, as Teresa would say, fresh of breath air. You are
It's
a
great
fresh
to
of
be
breath
back,
air.
finally.
I know, I love listening to your takes. You always crack me up and I'm so excited. Happy New Year. We're back,
Yes,
2023.
Happy New Year.
And I know you're going to Honduras, so thank you so much for making time for us. You're going back to the motherland and I have so many questions for you about Honduras. And now I understand everything you said about Caroline Brooks. So with that, let's go back to the end of Dubai. For anyone following, we had left off right around the wedding time, and now I'm fully caught up. So now we can just like free chat about all of this. First of all, looking back, now that they're filming season two, what were your overall thoughts on season one?
It was good for season one. I know a lot of people were expecting too much, like, but it's a new franchise. They're coming in. We have to fill out what's going on. I'm kind of over Caroline Stansberry, especially how the reunion went. I don't know. Her and Sergio, they still give me like I'm in love vibes. It's just like I'm here for a good time. So there's that. In regards to the rest of the season, it was good. I enjoyed it. It was good for what they gave, and I'm excited to see what season two has to offer.
Yeah, I think the what do you call it? I forgot how many of them are there. The seventh man on the team or seventh woman on the team, the cast member is Dubai itself. It is
There were
gorgeous.
seven of them, yes.
So then the eighth member on this cast is Dubai, the location. Like,
Exactly.
oh my God, I could not get over some of these episodes. Like, the majestic just scenery, the grandeur, the luxury, the opulence. Like, I don't
It
think we
gives
have
old
anything like that.
housewives. No, it gives like old housewives era, if that makes sense, when they would take these luxury trips and stuff like that. But now this isn't a luxury trip. Like, this is actually Dubai. Like, this is what they see every day.
Okay, so I did think the one that always eats the fries, forgot her name. Is that Nina?
Nina, yes.
She's kind of hella boring, but she's the richest
Yes.
one, so she's so
Exactly. And
like,
I'm pissed she's not coming back next
oh, she's not
season.
coming back?
No, she's not a housewife, I believe,
That sucks.
allegedly. And I'm
Sarah's
pissed
not
because I
coming
wanted
back,
to see an
right?
update on the house. Sarah, oh yeah, of course she's coming back.
Oh, is she?
I
Is she? Okay.
would trade Sarah for Nina. Because Nina
I
got the
want to. Yeah,
money.
Nina has the money. I want to see that house. I want to see the license plate. I was curious like how her father made it through. I mean, like she was one of the only cast members whose parent got COVID and survived. I don't know. I understood why we were gonna keep her. I didn't know she wasn't coming back. Oh, that sucks.
I'm so pissed off now, but you know what? I don't know if how can I recover. Like, I wanted to see the wealth Nina had. Caroline doesn't give me wealth. She gives me influencer. What did Lisa and them call her? A 50-year-old
50-year-old
influencer.
influencer.
That's just what she gives. And Sergio, he's not giving man. He's just giving
Behind the scenes
here.
edit.
Yeah, like I'm here.
He's editing her reels is what he's doing. He's doing the social media manager. That's what I picture him doing.
I'm
And
happy
then
for the rest of the
Caroline
relationship.
Brooks, I don't
Open up her
know,
spa.
is it open now officially?
I
And
guess
she
I
was
believe
dating
so.
Jason from Winterhouse. What's that about? I missed that one. Did you hear about that?
No, she's dating
Yeah,
Jason.
she
Isn't
was.
Jason Oh yeah, isn't Jason now dating Giselle?
Giselle. Yeah. And then Andy said she was dating. Yeah, because he asked Lindsay when her and Carl were on Watch What Happens Live about how she felt that Jason had kind of come at her in the media saying that how dare Lindsay put our miscarriage in the media, and like he was kind of making it seem
Hold on,
like
Caroline Brooks was having a baby with
no no no
Jason.
no 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 well, Andy Cohen was asking Lindsay
Oh,
from Summer
okay.
House that what was her thought on Jason, given that Jason was trying to make it seem like Lindsay was using him for a storyline about the miscarriage.
Okay.
And what did she think since he acted that way, yet he was out here with Caroline Brooks and is now with Giselle? And to which she replied, "The thirst is real." Like she's like, "I didn't need him for a storyline. Like he's clearly."
The
Yeah. So I was just like, "Oh my God, he was dating Caroline Brooks? Like how did that happen?"
oh my God, he's dating Giselle. What the fuck?
I
What is
know.
going
I thought that, oh
on?
yeah, you and I were talking about this in the DMs. I thought that was a publicity stunt.
Girl, it's giving publicity because what the fuck is going on? Like,
Yeah.
listen to me. Giselle wasn't coming out with no man. Okay, now all of a
Right?
sudden it's Jason from Winterhouse because Ashley was dating Luke. Girl, you
Yeah,
missed
I
me with
don't
that.
get that. She was over here talking to Steve from her hometown, and she's not even progressive like that. That's like an Ashley Darby move, right? Like Luke and all that, but
Exactly.
Giselle isn't.
Exactly.
She still thinks she's first lady. And I don't know. It's weird. I don't get it. I was like, but whatever it is, cameras better be fucking rolling since she wants everyone's information out there. Then I need to see this. I need a lunch date or something. But
Let's see.
anyways, going back to Dubai. So let's go back to this wedding. I finally understood everything you were talking about. No, I thought Stanberry was crazy, like about the wedding dress. She looked nothing like her. She looked gorgeous,
No, she
but like,
didn't. No.
yeah, everybody wore white. Like, well, I don't know. So many
What did
times.
she expect? She came in, she showed up in curtains my Walita got in her fucking kitchen. Meanwhile, Chanel showed up like it was, I don't know. What more did you expect,
Yeah, Chanel is the first supermodel of Dubai. That I expect her to come like that all the time. That's your
Okay.
fault. And then she had that dumb friend that was like trying to bat for her. That was so obvious. That was some Kim G, Kim D mess right there. That friend that came up to her and said, "Wow, I thought you were the bride." Bitch, shut the fuck up. No, you did not. You are Caroline's friend. This is a setup. This is Kim G right here. This is giving Kim G. I'm so annoyed. Annoyed.
Yeah, they made a big deal, and I was just like, it's really not that deep. Like, enjoy your nuptials and move on. You told everybody to wear white. This is everyone's version of white.
And you know what kills me? That Ayan is always just so happy, and Caroline is just like mean girling her, and I'm like, oh, I hate you, like, cause like Chanel Ayan is really just like, and then
In
now
her vibe.
knowing. Yeah, she's just really like all about living life to the fullest every moment and giving love. I just really love her. She was the star of this season. If it wasn't for her, I would have fallen asleep. Like some of these bits were hella boring, but I watch for her and she has an amazing story. I was incredibly moved by her sharing the female mutilation story. I don't know if I'm using that correctly, but I think that's what she said in the reunion. And just so many things made sense then. But for someone to have gone through everything she's gone through and still just be like a ball of love and just so happy,
It
just
takes a
kills
lot.
me. It does, and it kills me that Caroline's just like such a bitch. But now that I know that she's like boarding school, dry English, that also I kind of now understand. I'm like, oh, you're just like cold that way. So like it's kind of I kind of understand her a little bit more. We went into the girls trip, and I love that they brought up this point about White women are viewed as fragile. That is so true. Like when I was watching that whole
It
episode, he literally comes in on a fucking, whatever that little ski jet is to save her. They made some great points. I think they really put, there were like so many important cultural things I think they put on the map that I don't know if a lot of people missed it when it was like on air because I didn't hear too much buzz about it. But that was an amazing just storyline for Chanel Ayan in general, like just her, not to mention like everything else that was added to that. But I agree with what you said at the beginning. I can't stand Caroline Brooks. I'm so sad.
She didn't do it for me, and now
Nothing.
she didn't bring nothing to. She was, to be honest, she was in the Mean Girl gang. Like it was
Yeah.
giving. It was. I was just like, I'm not understanding. The thing is, my thing is, brown girls, black girls, Latina girls. Everyone's supposed to stick together. You're a unit,
Right.
okay? It's a unit.
Supposedly.
Supposedly,
Yeah.
get rid of all your bullshit and be a unit, And Chanel, I felt like she was giving Caroline opportunity, and Caroline was just always being a fucking bitch. Like,
Yeah, she was.
I'm not, I wasn't comprehending it. Like, if not, she was being a bitch. She was always, whatever they were talking about, she would always bring it back to Stanberry. And it's like, dude. But I guess you have to do your job, right? Because what else does
Well,
she have going on?
yeah, the only thing I didn't like about the way Caroline Brooks played the game was that you could tell she was playing the game. You know, because there's
Yeah.
natural mean girls like Caroline Stanberry or even Teresa Giudice. Like, it's natural they run that way. It's loyalty or death. Like, I get that, and that's authentic. But I don't like when you're just playing the game, kind of like Daniel Staub. Like, you're not really, it's not really who you are. You're just now trying to move the chess pieces, and that's what I don't like.
And the thing is, this is a drunk as well. So it's like,
Oh
girl,
God, yes.
you could barely keep your shit together and you want to be messy.
Like
Come
that
on.
at the wedding, I was so pissed that like Nina's father was at that point, we didn't know vaccine, all this, you know. He was hanging on for dear life, and this bitch wants to like make an issue about I don't even know what she was fucking pissed about. I guess the whole thing with Sarah having told her about her mothering skills, whatever. But she was just drunk, and like Nina was like, I can't do this, I gotta go. And I was just like, oh my God, Caroline, you are like legit the worst. And that wasn't even the first time. She gets drunk a couple more times, and I just understood everything you said at the beginning. She gave us nothing. We didn't even get like a tortilla cameo. Like, we didn't even, I don't, they have fucking tortilla like products in the Middle East, you know? I've seen that. What is it? The non bread?
And they weren't even speaking Garifuna, like they weren't saying anything, like not even talking in Spanish, like
Nothing. We got
nothing. So I
nothing.
was
We didn't
just
even
like,
get like a little
girl,
bit of music.
nothing. Not a bandera, nothing.
Oh yeah,
So
right? A little flag, an emoji flag, something.
I'm just like, girl, okay. So let's see what she brings season two. I hated her look for the reunion.
I
It
hated her
was,
look throughout the season.
yeah, okay.
I didn't
Now
like
that
a
you
lot
said
of it.
that, yes.
Yeah, a lot. I mean, and that's not even just because I'm comparing it to Chanel. I am because Lisa has a whole different style, and I thought she always brought it. I mean, she looks stunning.
Yes. I
And
love
Sarah
Lisa's
too. I like Sarah's looks a lot because they were like very much of the culture. Again, the eighth man or eighth woman in the cast. I just loved learning about a different culture. I loved every like little day trip they took, and it was just so cool to like just see
was like a
Dubai.
learning experience.
Yeah, I really loved it. It was really cool. And even just like watching them put the ice in the swimming pool at the beginning. Oh my God. And I was devastated when Miss Lillian Goat died. I was so sad.
Is did she die or did they or
Oh.
did Lisa curry her up?
Do
Like,
you think
what's
so? No, I
no.
think she died.
Rest in peace, Miss
Miss
Gold.
Lillian Goh, she's so cute. Yeah, they were a lot of fun for this first season. I do give them a little bit of a pass because it was first season, and I think we're all just so hyped up on watching Housewives on a roll during lockdown that we kind of put too much pressure on them as the viewers. But I mean, they brought us a lot of luxury, everything. I would like them to get into it a little more, whatever it is. I kind of Caroline Stanbury does a little bit of the Meredith Marks, like I'm disengaging, and like that's not fun.
But sometimes some of their antics were giving like old housewives energy, some of their antics. Not all
Like in a
the
good way or a
luxury
bad way?
in a good way, like the okay, when they went to when Chanel Ayan and Lisa and Caroline Brooks went to lunch and Chanel Ayan bought Brooks a
Oh, the
pot of
lemons.
lemons.
I'm telling you, she was everything. I like, she just made this whole season one enjoyable. I fucking love all her confessionals. I love all her little side comments. She reminds me a lot of like Candace, because Candace had Karen confessionals always. And Karen, I do love me a Karen confessional. But like, when she said be humble, and she's like, God did not work overtime to make me look this good so that I could be humble. I died. I was like, I fucking love her.
Her confidence was everything for me. Is that's what I
And
enjoyed
to
from
know
her
that she
the
came from so much, like so much to overcome, like
Yeah.
it really made me feel like I need to get my shit together, like Chanel Ayan has fucking suffered and is still out here just slaying, like I just, again, but it also, it's not, I know she comes off like she's being conceited, but I don't believe that she's actually being conceited. I think she's doing it in this very loving, cheeky way. I can't explain it, but it's why it's endearing, and it doesn't
Listen,
bother
I
me.
love her confidence. I love her energy that she brings. It's,
But it's not in
I
this
feel like
conceited, I think I'm better
it's
than
not in a
everybody.
conceited way, but I feel like it shouldn't be taken that way in the first place, because especially if someone's trying to come for your looks or,
Yeah.
try to, diminish what you have going on. It's why should I dim my light just because you say so? You
Right.
know what
Right. I'm trying to think of who does it in a way that bothers me. I mean, we have so many to choose from.
mean?
Who is someone that I just can't stand when she's being conceited? I would say, let me run through Dallas first and foremost. Actually, side note, did you see this fight between Marisol and Dr. Tiffany
Tiffany
Moon?
Moon. Yes, the
The fake
fake
Birkin, yeah. Random ass crazy. I love random ass crazy fights like that. Those are the
Birkin.
best.
There's tea coming out about Marisol, though.
Oh, but
From
about what?
Anna.
Which
From
Anna?
Anna. Anna was the old housewife on Miami in the beginning
Oh, the one that
season.
did Skinny Latina, yeah.
Yes.
Ooh, what
So
is she
I
doing?
guess Anna was on a podcast saying that Marisol married the guy that she's with for a storyline, and that's the same thing that Nicole said,
Oh, that's
and
right.
Anna said that it possibly is true because Alexia is the one that told her,
Right.
and also how like she treated Mama Elsa, when, she was coming to her end of time and stuff like that.
No.
Yes. And I was like, oh my God.
I have
But
to go listen
you
to this.
know what? But the thing is with Marisol,
You're in a safe space. Say it.
I don't care for her.
Oh, yeah. No, she's not one of my favorites.
This cocky's bullshit, her
Functioning
and Alexia,
alcoholic bullshit.
yeah, this functional alcoholic bullshit, like I just, her energy is not really needed, but her and Alexia together is just even worse.
Yeah,
It's they
they
remind me
do
of
hype.
pajaros. They
Yeah, they
remind me of
hype each other
pajaros.
up in the worst way. Oh, she's a good example of someone who's like conceited but different. Even though I fucking love her, Alexia, and she's mean girl conceited, which is very different from Chanel Ayan. But I don't mind it because I feel like it's authentic to her. Like I feel like that's really who she is. Like she's not.
I only love Alexia because of Frankie.
I do love Alexia because I think I see a little bit of myself. I do believe in pecking orders. I don't give a fuck if like we're on this couch together. I'm an OG respect. Like that's where I'm with Teresa and Alexia. I do have a little bit of mob mentality and I know this about myself. Like I'm not even gonna front. That's what I said about Wendy. I'm like, she's condescending, but I can't say shit because I'm fucking condescending as fuck. Like I know my flaws, which is why I can recognize them. But I feel like Chanel Ayan is different. She's not pecking order. She's like hype woman because she's like, I love you. I'm so proud of you. Like, oh my gosh, she's just so cute. I love how she hypes up
Very
Issa.
encouraging.
Yes. She's so sweet. She's a girl's girl.
Yeah, there's no hater energy from her. That's what I
Yeah.
love about her.
Yeah, she's so much fun. When they were on that trip, though, I did think she overreacted a little bit to Stanbury's comment because I was never a Stanbury fan, so I didn't like her just because this is the first time I've seen her. I didn't watch Ladies of London. But in that moment when they were at that last dinner at that very, very expensive place, I actually thought Stanbury was kind of throwing a little bit of a dig at Caroline Brooks, except that Chanel Ayan jumped in so quick because she assumed that she was calling her like a dumb model, that it took a lift. But she was actually kind of saying, like, Chanel Ayan is self-made and Caroline Brooks is different, which is kind of like a little side swipe. That's how I took it. Because they were talking about being kept women, which is another thing I love about Chanel Ayan. She's like, I love that my husband takes care of me.
Y'all
She's so
fail.
funny. But I knew what she meant, right? Because she obviously has her own money. She's just so great. I just love everything she says. And she's like, why? Why can I not say that? I do think some things are lost in translation. With Chanel Ayan, I think a lot of things are very literal. And because Caroline Stanbury does a lot of that doble sentido, what do you call it in English? Like that. Like where you got to be careful what she's saying because she's saying something else besides the actual words. What is it?
Oh,
You know?
I don't want to say it's not double standard, but you have to read between the lines.
Yes. And so I think that's also why sometimes they butt heads because Caroline might say words, but she actually means something else. And I think Chanel Ayan is very literal, like what she say, because she's honest. She's gonna tell you what she thinks, and if she says this, it means this. So I saw a little bit of that, but they actually squashed it in the reunion. So I was like, oh, okay, I guess I can't be mad anymore at Caroline. Then they like forgave and forget. One thing I did notice is, you know how Sarah gifted Caroline Brooks the Maldives trip? Caroline went, I mean, yeah, Caroline Brooks went by herself. I saw her pictures. Sarah wasn't with her. That was weird.
Why? Oh,
Yeah.
I wonder why.
Yeah, all of
I'm not
Brooks'
gonna look cool.
pictures. Yeah, her photos were all in the Maldives, like right before BravoCon. And so I went to Sarah's Instagram and it's like she's on a press tour and then she's at BravoCon. Like no Maldives. So I'm like, oh, that's interesting. I thought maybe she left the show, but I guess not. It's just Nina. What else?
Depressing.
Sergio was exactly what you said. I mean, I can't believe like what an idiot he is. It's so sad. I don't know what
Girl,
Caroline.
is it sad? I don't
I
know.
mean, I don't even know what that's about. And then I can't believe she's really going through with this whole embryo thing. Like, I mean, how old is she? Like, for real, for real?
I'll have to Google.
I
I
know,
think
because
she's almost 50.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It's possible, right? They just announced that the brat is pregnant and she's 48. Janet Jackson had her whole prince, the heir to whatever throne, at 50. I mean, so I guess it is possible. No dwindling uteruses here, as Candace enlightened us all.
Oh, she's
What else?
46.
Oh, see, she's 46. That's not too bad.
But the face is giving 50.
Yeah, she is aging like a tradition, like, oh, no, I won't even say it, I'll get in trouble, but she is
Como
aging.
leche. Como leche.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, that's a hard 46. What else? Who else is on this cast? Do we cover them all? Yeah, we did. So yeah, I'm looking forward to season two. They're currently filming. There's a new cast member. Now we know she replaces Nina, I guess. And what else
She
would you
better bring
buy?
some money.
Yeah, we need some more extravagance. I really do love the show just for location itself. I don't,
Yeah.
I'm happy if they keep it on. What else? Was there any other hot topic? I think that was it, right? They did the girls trip and then that, I think they just wrapped after that. It was the wedding and the girls trip. Yeah, that was the last when they come back from the girls trip. And it seemed that the reunion went well. Everybody squashed it. They all ended up on a good note. Chanel Ayan is so good also about squashing beef. Like, I appreciate that about her too. She's like, okay, this is how I understood it. If I was wrong, cool. I'm sorry. You're sorry. Let's move on. And she moves on. She's a very unique spirit that way, because I can hold a grudge forever.
Yeah, depending on what it is, we can move on.
Yeah, that was nice.
Oh,
What about Lisa? What do you think about? I wish they would have shown a little more of her business storyline. What do you think about her?
I didn't mind Lisa. I like Lisa. She did her part when she needed to, you know. The beef for her and Stanberry. I need more depth into that. Like, I want to know what it
Oh,
is
that's a good
because
point.
Stanberry
Yeah.
didn't come to her show.
Yeah,
Stanberry
and
didn't come to her show because of wedding
Chanel, right?
planning, but they weren't fucking doing nothing.
No, but that was the fake reason. It was because of Chanel Ayan, no? Like, 'cause
Was it?
she felt Chanel, she felt Lisa picked Chanel's side over her. So
Yeah,
then
and
she made
Stanberry
up.
was saying how like they follow each other, but it's like,
Right.
girl, look who's following you. Like, let's make it make sense.
Yeah, I would like to know more, as you're saying, because in the reunion, it did come off like Lisa said, oh, and maybe because I binge watched it, so it felt like she was saying it over and over and over, that she was mad that Nina is now cool with her when Nina's the reason that she wasn't friends with her. So part
Oh,
of me was,
yes.
yeah, so I feel like there's more to that that maybe we didn't know. 'Cause yeah, by the time we get to the reunion, a part of me was like, girl, let it go. They're friends now. Oh well. Like that just happens. Like what is the actual hang up? And I like Lisa a lot, so I didn't like her being put in that light. But she kept saying, well, it's 'cause it's your fault, your fault. But then I'm like, girl, who cares about Caroline Stanberry? Honestly, she's not that great of a friend to be with, I don't think. So like, who
No,
cares?
she's not. So that's I'm like, let's move on. You have Chanel,
Yeah.
let's move on.
Yeah, you have Chanel on, you're fine. Alliances, we'll see how that works. I wonder if Caroline comes back. I will give credit where credit is due. Everybody educated me because I had no idea who she was, and I posted in the Instagram stories, who's this white woman? And everyone came for me like, are you fucking crazy? That's Caroline Stanberry, ladies of London. I stand corrected. My bad. I didn't know. So now I know. And we give her credit where credit is due. They followed her to Dubai, and that's where we launched the show. But as a new viewer, I still don't know her. Like I
Yeah,
became a Chanel Ayan fan. That's all I know.
I mean her life of lady love, like Ladies of London is a complete, totally different life that's on
Yeah.
Dubai. So, you know, seeing her not in London on Ladies of London and seeing her
Yeah.
in Dubai, I've seen her in a different light. So it's like, for me, it's like, okay, to an extent, I knew you were always this way, but come on now, you know? And then this relationship with Sergio, like, I can't get with it. Like, I
Oh,
just,
what did you think about his racist tweets?
girl, he did it. And I
I
hate when
was
they do
like,
it and they talk about, oh, his account was hacked or whatever, whatever. Like, come on.
he said a company that he was doing a promo for was tweeting out from his account.
What's
I
the
don't know that a
difference?
nightclub would say that though. I
What's
doubt,
the
especially not
difference?
over there where they're all like strict and religious. I doubt a promoter is going to like get on your social
But
media.
thing is, are we really surprised?
No, I kind of am only because he looks so, what's the correct word? So I don't get in trouble. He looks so infantile on the show. I'm surprised he even has like mental capacity to. It's like he's not who he is then. You know what I mean? It shows a whole other side to him where I'm like, oh, I guess I was thinking he was just like a child where he's clearly not. He was making some
No.
grown adult statements, let's say that. So I was kind of a little surprised. I didn't think he was I don't know, I guess because he's always up her ass. I didn't think he had time for anything else. Like even the fact that he was promoting a team, even up until the end, I had no idea he played soccer. Like I really just thought he
What?
just
I
I
told you that he plays soccer.
but like not for real, like for
Oh
Madrid or
my
whatever.
God.
I thought he was just like up her ass the whole time. He looks so infantile. He looks so boy toy, you know? That's the word.
Yeah, well, he don't got a job right now, so that's where he gotta be for the time being.
So I was just like, oh, maybe you're not as simple minded as I thought. Like this guy that just wants to be with Caroline Stanberry, where it causes me to look at him a little differently, where I'm like, oh, okay, this might all be for the cameras then, you know, this whole thing with her. Do you think there, we talked about this before, but now looking back on the season, do you think they're a real relationship? All cameras.
It's not giving. I mean, are you guys really booed up like this all day, every day? You know, like all
Bet.
day, all day, all day, like all day.
What'd you think
Like,
about Sarah? She's another one that gave me weird vibes, like she's not who she is,
I
which I know
don't
you
like her.
said
She
that,
doesn't give
yeah.
me authentic. She doesn't give me.
Right? It's weird.
I didn't mind her giving me the backstory to Dubai and, you know, the
Right.
educational purposes. I didn't mind that. It seems like that's what her job should be.
Yeah.
But her life and what has come out about her, it's like, girl, here you are calling the pot, what is it? The pot calling the kettle black. Who are you?
Yeah.
Like, the calls coming from inside the house. Like, who are you?
And what did she really
Who, like,
do?
exactly, what is she? Are you, you're not a doctor, you know? Also, she was dating a married man,
Oh shit.
allegedly, or in a relationship with one. It's one or the other.
Oh, well,
And
Caroline Brooks too. Wasn't that fascinating saying she was dating the president of some country, but she had to break up with him because he was married? I was like, girl.
another one, like, you know, and seeing
I was,
her
that's
at
where I'm such an
Thanksgiving.
American though. I was laughing at my own self because as soon as she said she was dating a president who was married, I was like, it was not Barack Obama. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm such a
You're
freaking
annoying.
American. I know. I was annoyed with myself. I was like, hello, there are other presidents. Like, why am I
You're
thinking this is the
annoying.
United States? I know. That's where I catch myself in my own whatever Americanism. I automatically assumed because she's from your home state, right? Massachusetts.
Yes.
So I don't know why. I just, and then I Googled it and I was like, oh my God, I'm such a fucking idiot. Of course there's other presidents, but anyways. I don't know why I defaulted to America. And I was like,
Yeah,
I
next
felt like the
time I
French,
want to
like,
see
ugh,
more.
typical American.
I want to see more of her life and more of what she's giving. If she's giving the same shit from season one, she can go.
Yeah, she brought nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
I was disappointed because I was so excited for her. No wonder when I posted about her at BravoCon. And I had said, love her or hate her, she at least opened doors. I remember someone DM'd me and said, what fucking door does she open and you can close it?
Yes.
And I said, because of her, we have a Honduran co-host. Okay, that's the door I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Caroline Brooks, for opening the door for me. I appreciate it.
The one thing I will give her, but you were right. I remember from the beginning you were like, she gave nothing, and you are 100% correct. I got nothing. It's so sad. Sad, sad, sad. Not even, I think the only person that said the Spanish bad word was Nina, which was something else that was a flag. When Caroline says the only Spanish I've learned from him are all the bad words. Because he calls me a cabrona, and then Nina said a puta, and I was like, dude, he's calling you a cabrona and a puta?
This problem.
Yeah, I was like, why are you saying that on national TV? Anyway, that's where Latinas can laugh.
Didn't even pick that up.
Yeah, it's one of the little tidbits I'm gonna put in the stories. But anywho, so yeah, I'm excited to see what they bring. I'm excited to see more of Dubai, and I really love that Shanalion brought, the situation of female mutilation to the forefront. I've heard a lot of those stories. It's not new news to a lot of us that follow human rights news. But I love that such a big name like her is so bold to say, yeah. And I love what she said. She said, I love my culture, but there are problems within it, and I want to be an advocate. And I love that Naomi Campbell called right before the reunion.
Yes, and book her for a show.
So good. And Caroline Stanbury was dying. That was
Hate
so
her
great.
ass. Steaming.
And then Andy was all excited too, and Caroline was the only one that was like, whatever. It was so fun. It was fun to watch.
Who you know on the quad getting paid for the next gig? Come on.
It was so good. Let's see what else. So moving on, one of the great things about our Honduran co-host here is she is 28 and she always loves to bring it with like the new generation vision of like breaking a lot of these generational ties, especially within Latino community. We were talking about this before we started recording, but I wanted to get your thoughts. Are you, first of all, have you started watching Jersey new season?
Yes, I've watched the
Okay.
first two episodes
Okay, first two, me too.
far.
I haven't seen 2 days. But okay, we've talked about this a lot, and I know the fandom is always torn, but going into this new season, tell us, what are your thoughts? You said this is relatable to you, something you're sort of going through with your brother. So let us know. What do you think?
So going into this season, I already know Melissa's getting her finally getting her villain edit. And I say that because look at the receipts that we have before they got on air. She's on this podcast she has with Joe or whatever the situation is, and she's constantly talking about Teresa. She's talking about